Hello everyone, we are reading Bala Sulam's letter 13. You can ask questions at cup.tv and selected questions will be aired live. Again, reading Bala Sulam's letter 13. The article in Hebrew is also in the Pesach brochure. Page 79. To my dear, may his candle light forever, burn forever. I received your words with a heart full of longing, for you hide yourself from me. Still, you could speak to me in writing. What you wrote, letting me know the exile in Egypt, I wonder. It is common knowledge. They cried, and their cry went up to God from the work. Then, and God knew. If there is no knowledge of the Creator in the exile, redemption is impossible. And knowing the exile is itself the reason for redemption. So why do you let me know at the time of redemption? Truth will show its way. That one who regrets makes his regret known. He cannot withhold himself or hide. Indeed, I feel all of you together that today has been replaced for you with tomorrow, and instead of now, you say later. There is no cure for that, but to exert to understand that mistake and distortion, that one who is saved by the Creator is saved only if he needs the salvation today. One who can wait for tomorrow will obtain his salvation after his years, God forbid.
Meaning we have nothing more than working on the deficiency. And how do we come to this? This is the problem. Whereas all in all, the right lack comes and immediately becomes the place for the absorption of the spiritual form, the upper light. So our work constantly needs to be in the working for the deficiency, the desire for it. And the desire needs to be in equivalence with the light. According to all the laws of physics, there has to be the vessel and the light have to be equated according to their frequencies, according to their places, like Bala Sulam says, and also Rabash says, that you can't take a bag for the a sack for the for water, for preparing water, or to take some tool that is not right for making concrete. Each matter has its instrument, its tool, and here in spirituality it is very essential that, and our problem is that we don't feel that all our work is not on the light, which is in absolute rest and in abundance, but rather on the deficiency. We can attain the deficiency only from our participation amongst us, to the degree in which we yearn in actuality for that state, that spiritual state. To that degree, the light helps us prepare the right deficiency until it is disclosed in its internal manner. Yes.
This has come to you due to your negligence regarding my request to exert in love of friends. I have explained to you with all possible languages that this cure is enough to recompense for all of your faults. And if you cannot rise to heaven, then I have given you moves on earth. So why haven't you added anything in that work?
Why? Because the vessel is that part of what was there before the shattering, the kli of Adam HaRishon, and to the degree in which we gather it and want to return to the right form of it in order to bestow, then we come closer to the right role. And it's expressed in us in love of friends, in mutual connection, for the sake of being similar to the Creator, so that the connection between us will be according to spiritual rules. Bestowal, love, mutual guarantee. And of course we will discover ourselves in qualities and directions that are opposite to this, but then we will have what to pray for and to raise man. And then we will reveal the help from above and also the filling from above. As it is written, the Torah is only given to those who eat the man, those who are nourished from asking.
Yes. Besides the great cure that lies within it, which I cannot interpret, you should know that there are many sparks of holiness in each one in the group. When you assemble all the sparks of holiness in one place, as brothers, with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of holiness for a while from the light of life. And I have already elaborated on that in all my letters to the friends. I also ask that each one will show his letter to his friend, and so should you. Test me from this day forth to understand and to hear me, at least with what you can do. For then the Lord will open to you his good treasure. To say that he should think for himself, what would he lose by corresponding with me? Why is he hiding himself from me? I do ask of him to strain to see the merits of the friends and not their faults at all, and connect in true love together until love covers all crimes. Have him look in all the letters I'm sending to the friends, so as to learn, and let him eat no more the bread of idleness. Where are Rav and Rav? I haven't heard a word from them so far. Do tell them to nevertheless hold on to their friends' gowns and read their letters as much as they need, and to not forget that the first question is, did you expect salvation? If they expect salvation, can it be that they will say, is this the work that the Creator desires of them? And if I had to save the lives of one of them, of the friends, I would certainly toil and labor more than you, much less the life of the king, so to speak. Therefore, give much dowry and gifts to the king of the world, and then you will be rewarded with the king's daughter, and the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of an eye.
The truth is, it's an effort that no one can do, and therefore we are negligent, therefore we dry up. But with that, together, it comes easily. Because that's how it's constructed. Try and bring life to some organ that is separated from the body. It won't work, no matter what effort you do, unless you connect it to the body, and then immediately it gets all that it needs, all of its connections, its nourishments, it connects easily, there's mutual connection, and it starts to live. So the kli is not anything but the connection between us. If we move the emphasis from each and every one, from himself, upon to the connection which is between us, this plane that we need to fill with a thick force that will fill this space, then between us we discover not the empty place in the world, but rather there we reveal what is concealed. So the whole problem is to discover where I need to put my attention, the work, my pressure, and where I need to expect the reward. The questions? Yes.
Yuval from Yokneam is asking, what is this action which is called to assemble all the sparks of sanctity into a single place?
Together, well, there are sparks in each and every one. Sanctity is called in order to bestow. That spark which is in each and every one, as it awakens, and therefore a person comes to a certain connection with us. So that spark, we need to assemble them together, to gather them together, so that there will be one big force. And that's it. Everyone agrees, everything's okay, there's no problem. Yes.
I want to ask about love of friends. Does it have to be reciprocal? If I have a friend on the path and I want to work with him and we have this mutual rejection, I want to work with him, he doesn't want to work with me, he condemns me. What should I do?
You will subjugate yourself more and more. If you're talking about spirituality, then as much as you nevertheless are not paying attention to his repulsion and his rejection, you just continue and continue, kind of in a persistent manner.
And if it hurts dissemination?
No, if it hurts, if it harms dissemination, it's not good. I don't know what it means to harm dissemination, but
let's say that I need to be in a group with somebody in order to perform some action of dissemination, and there is this mutual repulsion, that we don't have that mutual desire to do the work, and it harms dissemination.
So you need to sit together and discern this matter. Look, I'll tell you. We don't have a more important thing than dissemination. Because we are, as Balasudam writes, also in a new era, which once it was enough in order to attain spirituality, to have equivalence with the Creator, adherence to Him, all in all, kind of companionship, friendship, two or three. A minyan, 10, of course, is preferable. But we, after the exile, which has passed in such a way that upon us, that we're in today, and we need to really, in a great speed, in great haste, to do the to bring the new education to the nation, to the people, the education of connection, just like it was in those days of Abraham, where everything is to connection, as one man in one heart. This assembly of brothers together, love thy friend as thyself. It doesn't matter how you, beautiful sayings you bring here, but what we need to do is to teach, at least to bring it as a matter that is that stands out in the society and in the country, so that the nation of Israel will understand that this is its inner laws, that he stood up and left Babylon and became a nation, and accordingly, this is the rule of the Torah, love thy friend as thyself. And this is how we became a nation, and only according to that we can exist. We still have some time here for us to do something. And if not, Baal HaSalam writes that there could be a state in which we again will have to leave this place. And there won't be not a country and not a state and not a nation. And once again, we'll be dispersed all over the world. He writes about this, that if we do not implement and realize this, we have no choice. Until you bring the vessel, the great, immense deficiency for that, for to receive the whole light of Insof, and in order to bestow, which is the condition for adherence of the general created being in the creator. If you don't do this, then it needs to be done in some way. If not in the path of Torah, in the good path, then in the bad way. It has to be realized. Therefore, we are now in a state in which the dissemination of the wisdom of connection, not the wisdom of Kabbalah, call it, you don't want to call it something repulsive that scares people. The wisdom of connection, what is it talking about? How to connect, no more than that. That's the whole wisdom of Israel. So we need, hence, to go out to the people and to do it with all our might. And not to be ashamed, and also not to hide it. What are we ashamed of, and what are we hiding? That we are talking about, when we talk about the nation, we explain to them who they are. As we explain to them what conditions they need in order to exist, is capable and can exist. Otherwise, it's not a nation. Otherwise, it's some temporary melting pot. What's happening here? As the Creator gave us an opportunity, and we either took it or not. And this is how it's going to work out. We need to explain this. We need very patiently to understand the characteristics of this nation, what state it's in after the exile, how many people are not even capable of grasping this idea, and to try and be adapted to it, but without massive explanation, with true force. We don't have a choice, because, you know, we are in a state where it's either this way or that way. So at least we need to be responsible, as we were given this piece of knowledge, this information, and we have to do this, because we can't make it otherwise any better. Only as we go and disseminate and spread this knowledge and help the organization of a more powerful connection between all the parts of the nation. There are parts amongst the people that are not for this, they don't want this, they have a rejection. Okay, don't touch them. Don't have contact with them yet. The surrounding light will influence them in such a manner that they will change gradually. You need to try and do it where it's possible. Hence, first of all, talk about that. Talk about the fact that there is a mission, there's a task in hand. A person will give anything for the sake of his soul, and you are truly now in the saving of souls. And we have to execute this, no matter what arguments are between you right now or contradictions. You know, if you know that the goal is one and we have to reach it and we have to go out and disseminate and work together, especially the fact that hatred is being disclosed between you, that's an excellent thing. It's an excellent matter. You are learning now, just like in the reception of the Torah and understanding of Mount Sinai, where there's hatred between everyone. And you need to go towards connection above the hatred. The Creator is arranging for you, between the two of you, the condition, a special, excellent condition. So you need to work against this hatred, against the common enemy, and specifically to show it that though he is deviating between the two of you, You're working in connection. And from moment to moment, renew it and renew it, because it won't just like that disappear. Yes.
And if we don't succeed, and the dissemination is harmed by that, then just change the team, you know, put myself in another team, or...
Maybe, but I would nevertheless try and do this instead of exchanging teams yet.
But if we don't succeed, and dissemination is harmed by that.
Have you spoke about this enough, like I just explained to you right now, about this? Then do this. You will do great spiritual internal work between you, and also your dissemination will succeed much better now. You are in a spiritual state. Now you need to... Upon all transgressions, love will cover all transgressions. You need to bring the light, the love above the hatred. What could be better? So immediately you have a vessel with a certain strain between hatred and love. That's the volume of the vessel. You may be able to even come already to the revelation of the light. It all depends on you. Why throw away such a thing? In order to run away from the effort? So what are you doing when you have an opportunity to be rewarded so greatly?
No, I don't want to run away from it, but if I see that the goal is hurt by this...
It's not harmed. Just do it in such a way that it won't be harmed. This scrutiny is the scrutiny and the indication... The measure of how much you can, according to what you're preparing yourself for the revelation of the special light, only according to the measure of the hatred against love which you're working upon. And you have rejection from him and repulsion, and you're completely correct, and he's completely just, and you're completely repulsed by each other. And that's exactly true. Start relating to it as a third body. What are you taking all the evil which is being revealed between the two of you as if it belongs to you, or is it some foreign alien force? We need to talk about it, and that's it. So what are you learning in that case? You're just coming to hear, but you don't want to associate it with yourself? Yes, Moti.
No. He writes here that... one who wants to be salvaged by the Creator has to want salvation today, and one who can wait for tomorrow will obtain his salvation following his years, God forbid. And I want to ask about that. What happens to those who are fearful of the Lord and serve Pharaoh?
Leave them.
All right?
We're not allowed to come close to them. It's not allowed. You can explain to them maybe from afar if they understand or don't understand what you're doing. You have your work, and you need to work on all the rest of the parts of the people.
When I speak of those who fear the Lord and are the servants of Pharaoh, I can see them even inside of the group, even inside of our group, with that kind of attitude. Inside of the group, those who fear the Lord and serve Pharaoh, those people, that force that is able to connect, to unite, but doesn't manage to leave the work of Pharaoh.
No, that's not the right definition. We don't touch upon this. I don't want to even talk about this. It does not belong to us. We need to locate these things, and I wish we could work on all the rest. We have no problem dealing with them. We don't care for those, and we don't touch upon them.
Thanks.
We can see, according to the story of Egypt, that if we have such people, they bring a great blemish to Israel, and therefore we need to distance ourselves from them. And like escape, like we did in Egypt.
What does it mean that the student is hiding himself from the Rav? As he writes there, Bala Sulam writes several times about the students who are hiding themselves from him.
Look, there are many people that there are periods. There's different types of periods. A person is not capable of opening himself even to himself. Nevertheless, to others, including their teacher. But the students have to scrutinize states in what occurs between them. And that's what they have to ask for and scrutinize. And not about something that's personal, but something that is between them. In spiritual work, there's a certain phenomena where there are many questions. There are many questions in a person, and for some reason he doesn't ask. He goes with it like that in his belly inside, and it, even though it's pressing him and he's in pressure and anger and nervousness, but he's not capable of taking these questions outwards and asking them. And thus each and every one when he's alone, meaning in an individualistic manner. But we have to scrutinize these questions between the friends and also to ask about them. Because if it doesn't come from the personal manner, but rather general, as it is revealed in the vessel that is between us, this thing has to be brought to scrutiny. What am I trying to say? Maybe I didn't... what I'm trying to say is that what each and every person feels within him is not important, and what we feel between us is the vessel for the revelation of the light, and that's what's important. So to put an emphasis, move the emphasis from what I feel within me towards what I feel towards others and what's between us, that is the group work. It's the work of a group. The work of a group is constantly, as you look in a certain lens or something like that, to move your focus from yourself to the general. To the general, the collective of the group. What's between us and not within each and every one. And then you already understand that your attitude towards one person and not to another person harms all the rest of the connections. And you cannot have in the group someone that you don't love and others you do love. There is no such thing. Because you're spoiling your... ruining the whole attitude, the whole relationships between everyone. And therefore, we're not allowed to leave this matter on the side. Maybe for the time being, for some time, when you're not truly capable, but you should know that you have to come to a whole setup.
Sometimes a person feels, he doesn't feel it. He's in some sort of fogginess, doesn't even know he has a problem. What is the work of the group towards each and every one in order to help them really...
We can talk about it as if it's not associated with him or doesn't belong to him. You can ask me during the lesson about some other case so that I will talk about this topic, as I don't even know who it's talking about. If it's something truly special that needs to be dealt with and to come to me, and maybe we will do some lesson on a topic that is close to it or around it, so it will nevertheless awaken him. And there's different ways. We just need to understand that there could be a person who's sitting for 5 or 10 years and he doesn't hear yet. it's a matter of accumulation of scrutinies that he can go like that, nod with his head. He can agree with you. He can write beautiful things to you. He can bring nice excerpts. He can anything you want, but it still doesn't fall in his heart. It's still kind of around. You know, there's in the heart many layers. When the doctors examine exactly where there's, God forbid, a problem in the heart. The myocardium, pericardium, and so on, the different layers. That's how it is with a person. Until he truly enters inwards into the heart, he hears but doesn't hear. It's like he doesn't associate it with himself. It's like he listens but doesn't hear. And later we are in an opposite state. We feel that it's not entering into the heart, and what to do so that it will go into the heart.
No.
Well, what does it mean that we are making efforts on the connection between us?
Because that's the vessel. I don't know what is it called. It's called that you're going out to dissemination. We now simply have to. Our whole factory has to at last become a dissemination factory. Not that we're sitting here and we're just working on all kinds of texts. We don't need these texts. We already did it all. We need to only do the materials that are necessary for development, for expansion. And not materials, but explanation, method, assistive materials for lecturers, instructors, for all different people. And not for us alone, but for each and every person that's in the world, which will understand the importance of this new education and will participate in it as much as possible. As a lecturer who has been trained and qualified in our courses, or an usher, or someone, or a helper, or a moderator, or like a salesperson, the people that go out to disseminate, to get people to know what our success depends on, our days all over the world, how the world at last is starting to care for itself, to take care of itself, and not, and it doesn't continue this crisis and this cascading descent. We need to make a university for the study of the method of correction, the wisdom of connection, and it has to burst outwards already. And towards the nation of Israel, there's nothing to talk about, for sure. It's a condition that exists, and now, for the time being, we exist because we're there, like, on parole. Baal Aslam says that we were given an opportunity to build the nation, according to Love Thy Friend as Thyself. Without that, you don't have a nation. It's not a regular nation. And the nations of the world have a just claim. Who are you at all? From where? What? Who? What? Just like that? Rather, only under the condition that we will connect according to that condition, that rule, then we have a right to exist. And really, we have a reason why to exist. So everyone needs us. In this kind of state, they're saying that you're a redundant nation in the world, and they're right. So at last, start observing what you need to and doing what you need to do. It is also the destiny of your nation, and also there's a mission here to raise everyone to the next degree of humanity, the next level of humanity. Finish with this whole world and raise all of humanity to the next state, to another state. Yes?
When we go out to the people, what does it mean that we're working on connection between us? When I go out, and now I'm facing some person, I'm speaking to him, I have some sort of a dialogue with him, what does it mean that I'm working with him on the connection between us?
What's between us? Between him and you?
Yes.
Because you're feeling that all our work, that all our task is to be connected, to be united, because, and by doing so, we make ourselves resembling and adaptive to the creator, to nature, either as we talk about to a person who believes in the Torah, then you talk about the creator, or if you're talking about ecology, on the behalf of ecology or politics for the persistence and the existence of the people, or either that, or you explain it to them from the beauty of the society, that in such a manner, if we connect, we manage, succeed, we earn, or what a beautiful society. It depends who you're addressing. We need to learn how to address each and every person, how you immediately locate in what way of the several ways that you can go with, and that you have inside of you, and we talked about this already, several forms of explanation, a certain paths that you can immediately, where you immediately see, oh, with him, I'm going to talk in this way, and with this, and you work in a very superficial manner. You operate, you work your heart and your desire. You understand that the intention and the importance of you not missing this contact with him, but all in all, how many types of people are there? We are moving to a workshop. Please.